With a look at Radio On The Go Sports, I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting for this Tuesday. Excitement last night up in Mason City. The Nyack women's basketball team is heading to the national tournament. Second-seeded Nyack, top-six-seeded Northeast Community College, 69-55 in the region title game at the Nyack Gym. Sophomore guard Reggie Spott scored 26 points with 9 rebounds and 6 assists and 4 steals to lead the Trojans. With Kirkwood's loss to 5th seed DMAC in the other region title game, the Trojans are 27-3. They earn an automatic bid to the national tournament as the region's highest remaining seed. The national tournament set for March 16th through the 21st in Hickory, North Carolina. And now it will be the first trip to the national tournament for the Trojans since 2019. The Trojans qualified for the national tournament in 2020, but the tournament was canceled due to COVID-19. This is the 11th time the Trojans have qualified for the Women's Basketball National JUCO Tournament. The Trojans landed 3 players on the Region 11B All-Tournament team. Spots was the tournament MVP, and freshman Zaria Falls and Sierra Seifert were also selected to the All-Tournament team for the Nyack Trojans, again, the women's basketball team, heading to the Nationals. Well, Jaden Bradley scored 17 points, and Montez Crivas added 13 as number 2 Arizona clinched the outright Big 12 regular season title, 73-57, a victory over number 6 Iowa State men last night in basketball as aired on 104.9 KLMJ. Taman Lipsey led Iowa State with 17 points, but leading scorer Milan Mucilovic was held to just 5 on 2 of 8 shooting. The nation's best 3-point shooter at 51% went 1 for 5 from beyond the arc. Iowa State shot 9 of 33 from the floor, and a dismal 4 of 20 from three-point range in the first half. Arizona labored most of the half as the Cyclones collapsed in the paint before the Wildcats closed on a 15-3 run to expand their lead to 12 at halftime. The Cyclones missed their first 8 shots of the second half, and Arizona pulled away to hold on to the victory the rest of the way. ISU briefly found offensive rhythm on a 10-1 run to pull within 7 points in the second half, but it was not enough. Iowa State moves on to play at Arizona State coming up on Saturday. That game will air on 104.9 KLMJ. Taking a look at girls' state basketball state tournament scores from yesterday in 5A, Johnston, the number 1 seed in 5A, started the tournament out with a 54-30 smashing of Ankeny Centennial. Then it was Ankeny High, the Hawks, over Cedar Rapids Washington Warriors, 57-44. It was the Battle of West Des Moines, won by Dowling over Valley, 55-48. And Waukee Northwest had no trouble with Iowa City West. Waukee Northwest with a 80-49 win over the women of Troy. Also in 3A, state tournament yesterday saw number 1 Mount Vernon close out and win over Cherokee, 55-44. It was 4th-rated Dubuque Wallard over Williamsburg's Raiders, 56-47. And the third of the three of four games played yesterday in 3A saw Maquoketa over the Minneapolis Bulldogs, 57-23. More state tournament pairings coming up in just a little bit. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association has announced the recipients of this year's basketball E. Wayne Cooley You Can Award. The You Can Award illustrates the qualities of determination, character, and the values of pursuing victory with honor. Claire Meyer of AGWSR was recognized in the nomination from head coach David Cope. He says that Meyer has demonstrated tremendous effort and dedication to her craft, not only becoming a better basketball player, but a good teammate and person to have on our team. Every day she shows up with a smile on her face and a positive attitude, ready to work to get better. Again, that from coach of AGWSR, David Cope. Alexis Rose of North Butler was recognized and nominated by her head coach, Jordan Knowles. Knowles says in the nomination, "The effort by Rose in practice and games never has to be questioned. She leads by example with great energy and effort every second. Alexis is mature in conversation, coachable, and values her role on the team. Whether she has started, came off the bench, or not even played, she always has a positive attitude and shown skills that will be recognized beyond the game of basketball." That from head coach Jordan Knowles at North Butler. To be chosen for the award, these athletes must show the elements of good character, and any athlete who influenced their team in a positive manner while demonstrating great character, overcoming great odds, or sacrifice is eligible. The Dighton Hartford girls basketball team made significant progress during the second season under head coach Matt Dove. They finished 13-11, 4 wins better than the previous season. They began the season 1-4, but picked up momentum with a 50-48 win at Applington Parkersburg on December 19th. Dove says that win was a crucial turning point for his Wolverines.
We went up to Denver. We got roughed up pretty good. And then we kind of came back to practice. And as a staff, as a team, we were kind of like, you know, we're kind of at a point in our season where we can just kind of take it and it's going to be what it's going to be, or we can bear down and fight a little bit. And the girls responded exactly how you'd want a team to respond. From there, had the big win up at Parkersburg. And then it kind of just snowballed from there. You know, we rattled off five or six in a row and felt like maybe there's another win or two out there we could have got. You know, Peyton was sick when we played against South Hardin. So, I mean, not saying it's South Hardin, they played really well, but, you know, who knows what kind of impact she has in a game like that. Then, yeah, I was able to string together, you know, like I said, big win against AP, beat a pretty good Jessup team, had a big win against Hudson, and then was able to, down the stretch, you know, just find ways to win some pretty close battles.
That win sparked a season-long five-game win streak. As the season went along, the Wolverines picked up crucial wins over Jessup and Hudson in conference play. In the postseason, DNH overcame Cold Shooting with a 37-34 win over Hampton-Dumas Cal before falling to eventual state qualifier Mount Vernon in a regional semifinal. Dove says DNH took advantage of growth opportunities.
We did, you know, take our lumps every now and then, but the girls never would hang their heads on it. They always looked at it as an opportunity to learn. Opportunity for us to improve. So, I mean, I could list several over the course of the year, but like, again, that's just what's so cool about this group was, you know, they had the maturity and the poise and all that stuff to learn from those situations and improve and not let it affect them too much. And because of that, we were able to, like I said, we were able to, you know, compete in some big games and even eventually win some big games too.
Peyton Foster finished as the top scorer for Dyke New Hartford's girls with 10 points per game. Three of the top four leading scorers are anticipated to return for DNH next season. The Clarion Goldfield Dawes boys basketball team finished 15-9, their highest win total since 2021-22. Outside of that season, the program had not produced a better record since 1988. Head coach Jason Burning guided CGD to several milestones in North Central Conference play. The Cowboys defeated Humboldt for the first time since 2018. They beat Algona for the first time since 2022. And they also swept Webster City and Iowa Falls Alden, securing their first season sweeps of both opponents of those teams since 2022. Improved defense and team chemistry carried into the postseason for the Cowboys. CGD earned home playoff games and advanced to a district final, its deepest run since that 2021-22 season. The season and ended short of the state tournament, but Burning says the foundation is in place for his Cowboys.
We made it, you know, two rounds further than we did a year ago. We know that we're not that far off from making it to the next step and or even further. So, you know, that just, I think it just gives us extra motivation.
Burning says the 2025-26 Cowboys reset expectations.
This team really accomplished a lot. They meant a lot to our community. You know, the younger kids really looked up to them. The community really embraced this team. And so, you know, they are just kind of the model, I think, of what we want our Cowboy basketball teams to look like and to be moving forward.
And even with some starters set to graduate, the Cowboys leave the season with momentum and a standard for future teams to build upon. Well, on Sunday, the Northern Iowa men used a 20-2 run to close the opening half, and they beat Drake 75-53 in Des Moines in their most recent game. The Panthers limited the Bulldogs that day to 31% shooting.
I liked our physicality, our movement. We rebounded the ball pretty well in the first half to go along with what we were doing defensively. Just the physical play and really being connected, and I could hear guys talking. Very good first half defensively.
And that's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. After being picked to finish second in the Missouri Valley preseason poll, the Panthers overcame several injuries to finish 11-9 in the Valley and 19-12 overall.
What a great opportunity for these young guys to learn about themselves. And in terms of how they handled it, they were terrific. Right? Mentality was great. Spirits were really good. Their camaraderie's terrific. So, it's been a lot of fun.
Forward Will Hornseth led the Panthers in that game at 16 points. He was 7-11 from the field. Drake coach Eric Henderson says 15 turnovers proved costly as the Bulldogs closed the regular season with their ninth straight loss.
We will continue to fight until the end. I can promise you that. And at the end of the day, the turnovers probably in the first half and how they capitalized off those turnovers really was the difference in the game.
The Bulldogs finished the Valley race 6-14. They are 12-19 overall. Once again, the UNI men with the win are 19-12 overall. Well, college basketball today in Fort Dodge for the Ellsworth Community College Panthers, even though they are rated ahead of the Iowa Central Tritons. Seed-wise, Iowa Central gets to host the regional final, and Ellsworth trying to get back to the national tournament. We'll see what happens. 7 o'clock tonight, the ECC Panthers at Iowa Central tonight. Again, both of these teams in the top 11 in the nation in Division II junior college basketball. Also, the state tournament in Des Moines continues. 1-3A quarterfinal to be completed, and that is at 10 a.m. this morning, where Forest City from the top of Iowa Conference, they are the sixth seed. The Indians face third-seeded Des Moines Christian Lions. Again, that's at 10 a.m. this morning. Then the Class 4A quarterfinals take place with eighth-seeded Waverly Shellrock. The Gohawks try to knock off number one Dallas Center Grimes at 11:45 today, followed by Central DeWitt versus Norwalk, North Polk against Sioux City Helin, and Carlisle up against Clear Creek Amana. And there's some 2A quarterfinals going on this evening. Then at the State Girls Tournament at the Casey Center, West Lyon against number one Hinton. That'll be at 6:45. And the final game of the evening, Denver out of the North Iowa Cedar League, the fourth-seeded Cyclones are playing the fifth-seeded Emmitsburg Lady Ehawks. Again, that's 8:30 late game. And to finish out the state tournament day two at Casey Center in Des Moines. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting, Radio on the Go Sports.